Is there a name this week, Josh?
I'll say it at the end.
Okay.
This week and next week.
This week and next week, the Shirim are Lezecher Nishmas Sima Bas Abraham Tzvi. Sima Bas Abraham Tzvi. We're at the two dots towards the bottom of the payment base. Today we get a touch of a little bit of Semen Yani Ervin a little bit later. Most of it is, again, continuing the sugyas of Hotzah. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, two dots on the bottom of the Hema base. Hamotzi Michanus Loplatya Derech Stav Chayiv Ubenazai Poter. If somebody is motzi, somebody takes out from Chanus, from a store, which is just an example of a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, Loplatya, to a Platya. Rashi explains Platya is a Rechava, Behi Rishus HaRabim, to the street. You take something out from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Derech Stav. Derech Stav, what Stav, Rashi says, Makom it's Taba'u, Shiyoshim Socharim, V'shem Karmelis Aleha, the lovely Hilucha Huk Rishus HaRabim. Stav is some place where people used to sit down. There were benches there. It wasn't a full Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't a street, but it wasn't a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So basically, the case is you motzi me Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Yachid derech or Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah derech Karmelis. At the Araisa act, but in the middle you have this Durabanan entity, as we've mentioned before, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more today. Karmelis is a new creation mi Durabanan mi de Araisa. There's no such thing as a Karmelis. It's might be a makom p'tur in most cases, but the Rabbanan, because a Karmelis kind of has certain aspects of a Rosh Hashanah Rabim and certain aspects of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Rabbanan can't just say that it's nothing, so therefore they had to make it into a Rosh Hashanah Mid Rabbanan. So what happens if you're motzi from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Derech this Rishus Durabanan. So the Chachamim, the Tarakama says Chayiv. Chayiv, in other words, you kind of discount and you ignore the fact that you're going through a Karmelis. And it's as if you went straight from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So what? That you happen to go through a Karmelis along the way. Doesn't matter. You went from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and therefore you're Chayiv. Ubenazai Poter. But Benazai Paters, Benazai says no, you do count it. The fact that you went through that. What's the svara? So Bishlama Benazai. The Gemara says, I understand the Shita of Benazai. Kasavar Mahalech Kaomedami. I view when you walk, when you're mahalach ka'omed, it's as if you stopped. Every step that you take, even though you didn't stop, but every step that you take is as if there's another hanacha there. And like we spoke about in the past couple of days, akira's gufok, akira's chefetz dami, when you move your body, it's like an akira and a hanacha, akira and a hanacha. It's not just like moving your hand, which nothing might be happening. But when you move your body, there's a svara to say that every time you step, that's an ending of the previous step and the beginning of the next step. So that's Benazai Shita. It's as if you kind of stopped in the Karmelis and started again in the Karmelis. Therefore, you're Pater. Because anytime you go from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Karmelis, it's the Rabbanan. So that's the Shita Benazai. He holds Mahalach Go'omei Dami, and therefore you're Pater. Elo Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, Nehina Mitaksarvi Mahalach Lav Ka'omei Dami. Fine, I understand that. They hold Mahalach Lav Ka'omei Dami. No, walking is walking. Until you stop, there's no hanacha. So you started in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in the Chanus, you went to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So I understand that it's Mahalach Lav Ka'omei Dami, but still, Hecha Ashkachna Kehai Gavna Dechayiv. Still, why should you be Chayiv? And the way Rashi explains this question is that, where is the precedent that this is Chayiv? This is not Dumya de Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they went straight from one Rishus to another Rishus. They didn't have another Rishus in the middle, in the Emsa. So how can you be Chayiv here? What's the precedent case? What's the model case that you would be Chayiv for, which is similar to this case that you're Chayiv from going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim with a Karmelis in the middle? That's the question. Hey, Chashkachna, where do you find this? According to Benazai, how you Chayiv ever? Going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa. The last step is an Akira, and the first step is a Hanacha. That's a good question. What about 4 Amos of Rosh Hashanah Rabim? That's more of a that's a question. It could be, right, it could be maybe for the last one that you make a cumulative. It could be somehow he has a Chiddush like that. But you're right, it'll be more difficult. If every step is an Akira and Hanacha, then you'd have to explain Mahavir. So says the Gemara, Amr of Safar, Amr of Yami, Amr of Yochanan. What is the precedent that you'd be chayiv in a case with a Karmelis in the middle? So midi dahavi, amavir chayiv is Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Maybe it's similar to the case where, like Menachem just pointed out, the case of Da'al Amos Rishus Arabim. We know there are two Isuri Da'araisa of Hotzah. The real Hotzah is going from one Rishus to another Rishus. Like the Lashon of the Mishnah 9 Gimel, Hamotzi Mirishus L'Rishus. There's another one that's probably a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which is Maver Da'al Amos Rishus Arabim. Even if I'm totally in Rishus Arabim, if I carry something for four Amos in Rishus Arabim, that's also Chayav Da'araisa. We'll talk about what the Svara, what the connection to that, to Hotzah is. That might be a form of Hotzah. That's later on in the Masechta. So in that case of Maver Da'al Amos, think about it. Hasam over there, Lav Afagav Dekaba Dinak and Leva Azo Patur. Let's say I carry 10 Amos in Rishus Arabim. Until the second, according to the Rabbanan, until I stop, I'm not Chayav. So let's say I carry 4 Amos. By the time I carried 4 Amos, I could have been Chayav, but until I stop, until I do the Hanach, I'm not Chayav. So I kind of have 6 Amos in the middle there. After the 4, that's a break between the time that, you know, there's a Hefsik involved. And I'm still Chayav at the moment that I stop. So the Gemara says, until the moment that you stop your pater, you're not chayiv yet. But the second that you rest, you're going to be chayiv. So maybe that's the parallel. Just like here, until the moment that you stop your chayiv, your pater, and when you stop your chayiv. So to hear the Carmelists, had I stopped, until the moment that I stop on pater, and there's a break in the middle. That's the precedent. So says the Gemara, 1 second. Me Damia, those comparable. Hasam, over there by the case of Da'al Amos. If any second that you stop, you'd be chayiv. That's why these extra 6 Amos aren't a hefsik. Because they're really, you can be chayiv at any moment. Hacha, imanach le bistav, makam paturu. But over here, if you stop in this middle place, it's a makam paturu midaraisa. Right, okay, it's a Carmelist, but it's a Makam Patur Midaraisa. So how can you compare the cases? This case of the Carmelist, that's a real hefsik. Because theoretically, if I wanted to stop, it would break it. Masha'ekid by the Da'al Amos, so it's a little extra, fine. But any moment that you stop, you'd be chayiv. So that can't be a good parallel. So Gemara says, okay, another try. Elamidi dahavi amara chavis mitchilas dalad l'sof dalad. Maybe forget going more than 4 Amos in Rosh Hasharabim, but maybe going from the beginning of the 4 to the end of the 4 Amos in Rosh Hasharabim. Hasam, over there in that case, again, let's think of the Svara. Lav afal gavdi imonach le betoch dalan Amos patur. Isn't it true that if I would stop at any point, I'd be patur, right, that's the parallel now, within the dalan Amos, ki monach le besof dalan Amos chayiv. So then, but if I carried it, the requisite amount, I'd be chayiv then. Hachanami lo shra. So now we have a parallel case. Because here, if you'd stop at any moment in the middle, you'd be patur, right, because you didn't go dalan Amos yet. Similar to the Carmelist case, if you'd stop at any moment, you'd be punter. So that's a good parallel to the Rabbanon, that if you carry from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Yachad to Rishus Arabim, Derech Carmelis, you're punter. So the Gemara again rejects. Me dummy. Again, how could you compare the cases? Hasam legabe dahai gavra makom paturhu, lekuli alma makom chiyavu. Over there, by the case of within 4 Amos, you're right, this guy is going to be punter. But you know why? Because mitzad him is a gavra, he hasn't carried Dalet Amos yet, which is a rabbin. But objectively, this area that he is in is a chiyuv type of place. If somebody else carried Dalet Amos before they reached this point, they'd be chayiv. This place is in the world of Rishus Arabim. So that's why it's not a hefsek. And that's why it's mitzura if all these little actions are connected and you could get the Dalet Amos of Rishus Arabim. Hacha, lukuli alma makam paturu. But here, everybody in the world, if they would carry here, it's a makom patur. So again, how can you compare? You're right, within Da'al Amos, you'd be punter if you stop, but that's just because you didn't do the requisite shear. But it's still a makom that's chayev midaraisa if somebody else would carry the whole shear before this spot. So again, we're stuck. This is going to be try number 3. What is the model? What is the present for the Rabbanan who say that if you carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim with a Carmelist in the middle, what is the model and the precedent that you'd be chayev for that case? So Ella, Midi Dahavi, Amosi Mirushus Yochal Rishus Arabim, a more of an exact parallel case, Derech Tside Rishus Arabim. If you carry from Rishus Yochal to Rishus Arabim, Derech going through Tside Rishus Arabim. What is Tside Rishus Arabim? It kind of means, it's not a real sidewalk, but it's kind of like a sidewalk. It's kind of like a place which is next to Rishus Arabim, which the cars don't go in, the Rabim, again, the wagons don't go in, but people go there to rest, people go there to fix their bundles, as we had in yesterday's daf. People go there a little bit to look at wares on the side of the street. Either way, so it's this middle kind of a area. So Hassam, that's an exact parallel. Lav, don't we say Avagati Manachle Atzidi Rishus Rabin Patur Vichy Manachle Rishus Rabin Chayiv? If I'm going out from my store, from my Rishus Yachid, and I happen to stop in Tzidi Rishus Rabin, literally the sides of Rishus Rabin, I'd be patur there, because that's a that's not a Rishus Rabin to Oraisa. Vichy Manachle Rishus Rabin Chayiv. And if I would keep carrying it out to real Rishus Rabin, you'd be Chayiv. So therefore, there's a mamish, a break in the middle of a Rishus that I'd be patur in. So that is a more of a parallel, more of an exact parallel to the case of Carmelis. That is Tzid Rishus Rabim. Again, this is a big discussion in Erevin. What exactly is Tzid Rishus Rabim, which we'll talk about a little bit right now. But Apilamdis, there's a question whether Tzid Rishus Rabim, what is it an expansion of? Is it closer to Rishus Rabim? Is it closer to Rishus Yachid? It's not exactly a new creation like a Carmelis, as we'll see. But there's a discussion in the postgame, not so much here, not as much here, more in Erevin, but that is, that's Tzidi Rishus Rabim. So Gemara says, one second, Maskav L'Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, this only fits according to one of the opinions there about Tzidi Rishus Rabim. Ha Nicha L'Rabbanan. This whole model fits according to the Rabbanan to Amar Tzidi Rishus Rabim, Lav Kurishus Rabim Damu. This fits according to the Rabbanan who hold that Tzidi Rishus Rabim is not exactly Rishus Rabim, and therefore it's a makom that you'd be pater from Midaraisa. Then it's a good model, just like Carmelis, you'd be pater Midaraisa, so too Tzidi Rishus Rabim, you'd be pater from Midaraisa. Elul Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, or maybe it's not ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov to Amar Tzidi Rishus Rabim Damu. There's another Tana there that says there's no such thing as Tzidi Rishus Rabim. No such thing. Right, it's Tzidi Rishus Rabim has the halacha versus a rabbim. So Ma'ika Lameimar said, according to him, you're back to the kasha because then you don't have this precedent. You don't have a case, right? Precedent for this case of Carmelis. If you carry through it, you're patur. So you're chayiv. So Amalei Rav Acha, Rav Ravika. No, Rav Acha, Ravika says 1 minute. Eimar the Shabbos like Rabbi Lazar the Amar Tzidi Rishus Rabim because Rabim. When dummy, when does Rabbi Lazar say that Tzidi Rishus Rabim is just like Rishus Rabim? Meaning, when does he reject the idea that Tzidi Rishus Rabim is a new bria? Hecha delecha chifufe. That's only where there's no little blockages. Let's say they have these pegs or these stones coming up from the side of the road. Let's picture a street, and a sidewalk, and our sidewalk is raised. So that fact that it's raised, that helps from the cars going up onto the sidewalk, right? That creates its own rishus. That creates a blockage, a break. So in the olden days, they didn't have raised sidewalks, but they had like these little pegs or stones coming out from the side to block, to make sure the wagons don't go onto the sidewalk where the people are hanging out on the side. So when does Rabbi Lazar say that there's no such thing as Tzidi Rishus Rabim? And it's Lav Kurishus Rabim. That's only if you have no pegs, if you have no blockages, because then we assume that the wagons are like, you're going to see a double parked wagon, and therefore you're going to end up on the other sidewalk. So that's where he would reject the idea. But if there are chifufe, there are these little pegs, these little blockages on the side to prevent the wagons from going onto the side. Did he say it there? There he also agrees that Tzidi Rishus Rabim are not all full Rishus Rabim. So therefore, Bain according to the Rabbanan, Bain according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you have an idea that Tzidi Rishus Rabim exists in some form. So whether it's always, or whether at least in a case where that's chifufei, there is a time when it is a bakom pater mida oraisa, and that hilchach lahadamya, and that is the case which is the model for the Shita of the Rabbanan, who say that you carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid, Derech Rishus Rabim, Derech Stav, Derech Carmelis, you would be Pater. Again, Halacha L'Maisa, this is very important, because many cases of Hotzah, let's say you're in a place without an Eruv, and when you carry out from the front of your house, you don't go right into the street. Most of the time, there's a yard in front, there's a walk, there's a sidewalk. So many, many cases, according to what we paskin, this is the Rabbanan say chayif, so it might not make a difference. But you'd be chayif anyway. But most, many cases, let's say somebody's in a place without an Erev, or somebody in a place with an Erev that they don't hold like, either way, so then most cases would be derech stav, would be something like this. It would be very difficult to go straight. Even if you say that our streets, which we're going to talk a little bit about today on Amud Beis, even if you say that we have such a thing as a Rosh Hashanah Abba Daraisa Bizman Hazeh, but most of the time you're not going straight into it. So according to Ben Azza, you'd be Pater, because you're going through this extra Rishus. But even according to the Rabbanan, you have to know that that's the Mitzias of what's happening. what did he say? So do our sidewalks function as chifufei? I would think so, because you know, it's a blockage, right? It prevents the cars from really going up, and it's going to hurt the wheels, and they're dafka not going to want to go up. So I would think it has the status of chifufei. Okay. So interesting, even though there's no walls here, which we're going to talk about, the fact that it's in a different reshut, there's a different. It's hard to get there. That itself makes it not reshus arab. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's just finish up two more lines related to the previous machlokes. Umode ben Azai bezorek. Ben Azai, who said that if you walk from the store to the street, but you go through the Carmelis, so that is patur, said Ben Azai, because he held, what did he hold? Mahalich is ka'ome dami, and therefore every moment that you walk is as if you stopped. He agrees, though, that you're going to be chayiv by zorek, meaning if you throw something from the store to the street, going through the Carmelis, he'll agree that's not a break. Even though if you walk, it's going to be patur, it's as if you rested there. But if you throw, it's going to be chayif. Why? Why? Because throwing is based on a different svar, right? What's throwing based on? Throwing is based on what we said 2 days ago, kluta kamisha hun chadami. Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi, whoever it was, held that do you say that if something's in an airspace, it's as if it's resting? So Ben Azai doesn't hold to that shita. He holds that when you walk, it's as if you stopped every moment. But when you throw, you don't have to hold both things. They're two different yesodos. He holds kamut kluta lav kamisha hun chadamye. He holds that kluta, if it's in the airspace, it's not as if it rested, and therefore by zorik you're going to be chayiv. Even though he holds mahalath is kaomi dami when you walk. It's not as if you stopped. And that's what we say in the Braisa also. Tanya nami hachi, hamoti mechanus leplatya. If you go from the store to the street, derech stav, through this area of benches, chayiv, echad hamoti ve'echad hamachlis, echad hazorik ve'echad hamoshet. So the Tanakama holds, you're chayiv in all the cases. Because the Tanakama holds, mahalik is lavka obeidami. Benazay omer, hamoti v'hamachlis pater, because Mahalith is lav ka'ome dami. It's Mahalith is ka'ome dami, and therefore it's as if you stopped, that you're going to be patur if you're walking. Ha-moshet v'hazorek chayiv. But if you throw it, or if you lean, you hand it over, that's going to be chayiv, because kluta is lav kami shur chadami. So it's interesting, because a case where throwing is more chamur than actually walking it, you'd think, like, how could that ever be? You throw something, that's going to be chayiv, and if you mamish walk it through, you take it through, That's gonna be patur. The answer is yeah, even though you have more shmira and it's more better way of getting it across, but still, halacha, you know, throwing, you don't say klutalav kamishon, you say klutalav kamishon chadamye, while by walking it across, it's going to be patur, according to Ben Azai. According to the Maskana, how does it relate better to the Mishkan? Because there you have another precedent of Hilchas Hotzah. I don't know if they had Sidi Rishis Arabim in the Mishkan, but either way, they had they didn't have Carmelis in the Mishkan. They might have had Sidi Rishis Arabim, which might have similar status to a Carmelis, but at least that seems to be better and closer to what was done in the Mishkan. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, two dots. These two lines are. This is how the Rabbam starts off his inyanim of Hotzah in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara starts it off. Tana Rabbanan, Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. This is the first line of the Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos. This is how the Tosefta starts off. So we started off with a detail. Hamotzi, Shazarav, L'Shayach, the Ani, the Balabayas. Really, Masechta Shabbos could have started with the following two lines. Tana Rabbanan, Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Four places. This is including the Drabbanan places. Because Midaraisa, there were only three, as we'll see. But Midarabbanan, there are four Rishuyos for Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis. Carmelis is this quasi type of place. It's not really Rishus HaRabim, it's not really Rishus HaYachid. Umachu Ptur. And Umachu Ptur, which we've had one example of already, above 10 Tvachim in Rishus HaRabim. So that was Umachu Ptur. But these are the four places. What does the word Carmelis mean? Carmelis, where does that come from? There's a couple of pshat in where Carmelis comes from. The Rashi that we had already, we didn't focus on it, but Rashi on Gimel Amabes said, Carmelis is Lashon Ya'aro v'Carmelo. Carmelis is a Lashon of a forest. So Pasuk in Yishayo that says it's a forest. Like a forest, it's not a full public street, but it's not your house. Somewhere in the middle, that's Lashon, that's Carmelis. Tosfos here, on Vav and Aleph, quotes the Yerushalmi, that says, Carmelis is Lashon of Carmel Rach. It's like a fruit that's not fully ripe, but it's a little ripe. It's not totally moist, not totally dry. Again, somewhere in the middle. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah, he says Carmelis is from Russian Ka'armelis. Armalta in Aramaic is an almana. An almana, a widow, is somebody who's not a psula, but she's not married. She's somewhere again in the middle, this middle type of status. Either way, according to whatever shot, and I'm sure this lundis we're not going to talk about by each of these, but the Ritva, I think, quotes all three of them here. He quotes Rashi, he quotes all three of these shitos. It means some type of middle quasi-status. Really, mida oraisa. We're going to talk about each one of these in the Gemara. Mida oraisa, it's a makom p'tur, your pater, but because it has some aspects of rishus ha-yachid and some aspects of rishus ha-rabim, that's why the Rabbanan created this rishus of Carmelis, so that mishum gzeira, so that we don't get confused. Fine. So let's talk about each one of these now. Rishus ha-yachid, the private, rishus ha-rabim, Carmelis, and makom p'tur. The ezohi rishus ha-yachid. What is a rishus hayachid? Charitz, if there is a ditch, shehu amok the yud v'rachav dalad, that is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. Or v'chein, also gather a gate, let's say a stone wall, a thick stone wall, shehu gavoa yud v'rachav dalad, that is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, zuhi rishus hayachid gemura. That is a complete rishus hayachid. What is a complete rishus hayachid? A complete rishus hayachid is something that has mechitzos, and this is a principle that comes up all over Maseches Erevin. We'll mention it here now. Gemara talks about it. That for a rishus hayachid, you need mechitzos around of 10 tzvachim high and an area of 4 tzvachim, inside. That is a rishus hayachid gemura. And therefore, what in the case of the ditch? That's the ditch. Inside the ditch is the area. Your walls of rishus hayachid are the walls of the ditch. But what about on top of this stone wall? The stone walls, it's yud tvachim, 10 tvachim high, and 4 tvachim wide. Where are your walls? The rishus hayachid is on top of that wall. Where are the walls? So there's a concept called good asik mechitzta. What does that mean? Good asik mechitzta? That imaginary, like let's say the walls, let's say you're standing on top of the stone wall. So halachically, once you have a wall that's 10 tvachim high, we shoot the wall up on all its sides, and it's as if you have these mechitzas. Good pull, asik, up, mechitzta. The mechitzas go up, and it's as if you have these imaginary walls around you. So as long as the it's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it's as if you have walls. This is the Rishus HaYachid Gemura, just one ha'ara. The Ritva here and the Pnei Yeshua here also point out, what about the regular Rishus HaYachid? What about your house? Why does the guy? This is Rishus HaYachid Gemura. What? This is a ditch and the walls. What about your house? So the pashtus is, the Ritva says this. Pnei Yeshua doesn't quote the Ritva. Maybe he doesn't have it. He says, no, that's of course. That's of course Rishus HaYachid. We're telling you a chiddush here. Even these are Rishus HaYachid Gemura. You might have thought that the walls of a ditch, that's considered walls. Though you're good asking the chista, that's a chiddush. So obviously it doesn't say that the regular case of a house, it says in the Torah, says the Pnei Yeshua. Al yesei ish mimkomo. Right? That's the Magar. That's talking about your house. So the Gemara doesn't have to tell you that a Rishus HaYachid is your house. But these are also the fundamental rules of what is a Rishus HaYachid is walls. At least you have four walls. Well, we'll get to how many you need to be a Rishus HaYachid, Araisa. You need walls, and if you have 10 tvachim, then you shoot the walls up. Good Asik Mechitzta. There's going to be a concept called Good Achis Mechitzta, which we're going to get to, which is the opposite, going down. But at least for now, we have the walls going up. We have the Bayinyon Hilchas Sukkah also. But yesterday you had, right, yesterday it came up as well. Rashi quoted it. Rashi quoted it, Al Gabav, Venach Al Gabav Chayiv. But if you have the basket, the traskel, up top, I don't know why Rashi, I guess to say it's a Rosh Hashanah, he had to quote it down. But that is, it comes up in Yoni Sukkah also. How far do you walls have to go up to reach the Schach? How walls they have to go down? But either way, that is Rosh Hashanah Gebura. Yeah?
You actually need Bibles on this? You can just go to Rosh Hashanah?
No, you don't need Bibles.
Those four walls?
Friend, might be Rishus, could still be, yeah. I mean, what about your friend's house? That also could be your Rishus HaYachid. You don't have to own it in order for the Rishus to be created. Well, hold on. No, it's a Rishus HaYachid that the city owns. Us. So we're going to get to Bezer Mamma Bey on top. How many sides does it need? How many walls does it need? Fine. This is going to be very important, by the way, just to foreshadow a little bit, and that is, you could only build what we call an Eruv around a Rishus, if something is not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. It has to be a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. If something is a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, you can't build an Eruv. So knowing what is a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, what is a Rosh Hashanah Yachad Daraisa, what's a Karmelis, that's very, very important, Halacha L'maisa. And there are machloksim about it, starting here. We'll get to Amud Beis, some machloksim. But that's why these definitions are very important. Ve'ezehi Rosh Hashanah Rabim, what is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Sratya, what's Sratya? Rashi says it's a road that goes Me'ir La'ir, an interstate highway. Sratya, Uplatya, what's Platya? Rashi says, Rechava Shal'ir Shasham Miskapsin L'schora, a big street where everybody gets together l'schora for business, a big marketplace. Gedola, Plati Gedola, Umavaos Hamefulashin. Literally, a mavoy is an alleyway. Mefulashin means open on two sides. If you have a mavoz mefulashin, meaning you have a big street or mavoz mefulashin that are open on two sides, zuhi Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemura. All these cases are Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemura. Again, the Gemara doesn't tell us definitions and factors. It gives us examples. We're going to have to, the Rishonim discuss, what are the factors that make these? Does it go by population? Does it go by traffic? Does it go by... We're going to get to that a little bit today. This is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, this is Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And the Gemara says, Ein motin Rosh Hashanah Yachid zu, Rosh Hashanah Rabim zu, Ein machisim Rosh Hashanah Rabim zu, Rosh Hashanah Yachid zu. You can't go from one Rosh Hashanah to another. Ein hotzi v'hipnes, and if you did go from one Rosh Hashanah to another, b'shogeg chayef chatas, if you did it by accident, you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that Hotzah was one of the Lamentes Malachos, either one, chayef chatas, you have to bring a carbon chatas, that's what you do for a shogeg. B'mezid, if you did the act willingly, you knew it was Shabbos. You knew this was Asur on Shabbos. So then, if you were not warned, there was no Hasra onish karis. Then the punishment is karis. V'niskal, if you are warned, then the punishment is skila. That's all Rosh Hashanah Rabim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Aval, yam. But now this is getting into the third category. Yam, but if you have the ocean, ubika, and a big valley with lots of fields, the istavanis. And you have a place, Rashi here, Istvanis says, Shalafnei Chanuyos Yoshirim Sochrim, a place where they used to have benches and places to sit in front of the stores, because it's similar to the stuff that we had before, Veha Karmelis, and a Karmelis. The Gemara later is going to ask that all these are Karmelis. What do you mean, Veha Karmelis? We'll get to that. Eina Lokar Shesarabim, Velokar Shesayachid. All of these examples, the Yam, the Bik of the Istvanis, are not Rosh Hashanah Rabim, not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Ve'ein nosin ve'nosin betocha. And you can't carry within these places. The Ritva notes, why didn't the Gemara say this line by Rosh Hashanah Rabim? You can't carry within it either. Right, Dafka here, it says like Karmelis. You can't carry within the Karmelis. 2 lines ago it said, you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid and vice versa. Why didn't it say there, you can't carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabim either? Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Ritva just points out, it's Pasha that you can't carry in a Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But you might have thought that whether a Bana, where it goes, or on a Karmelis, what's the whole issue? The whole issue is, so you don't get confused, you might go from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So they might have only been goes there in terms of transfer. They might not have made Karmelis fully, given it the Halachas that you can't even carry within it. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that's the Chiddush, says the Ritva, that even in a Karmelis, the Gzeira is on Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So that's an important ha'ara to note, because the Gemara only says that here, and not 2 lines up. V'imnasa v'nasan betocha pater. But if you did, you're pater, because it's an Isra D'Rabbanan. V'ein motzi in mitocha v'shuz harabim v'lo v'shuz harabim l'tocha. And you can't transfer from the Karmelis types of cases to Rishus Arabim, or from Rishus Arabim to it. V'ein machrisin v'shuz yachal l'tocha v'lo mitocha v'shuz yachid. Again, Karmelis, you can't go to either of the Rishuyos. V'ein motzi v'chnis pater. But if you did, you're pater, because that's all D'Rabbanans. Fine, that's all the third category of cases. Now we're going to, the Gemara doesn't say it, the Bryce doesn't say it, Beferish, but it's alluding to the case of Makom Ptur not yet. First we have a continuation of the Karmelis cases. Chatzeros, Amos, I think it's Tvachim. I think it's Tvachim. Tvachim. Right. Chatzeros shel rabim. So let's say you have a public yard. Chatzeros shel rabim. What's a public yard? Let's say you have a couple of houses that empty into one yard. That's chatzeros shel rabim. Umavos she'en mefulashin, or a mavui, an alleyway that is not mefulash, which means it's not open on both sides. Let's say it's open on one side, right? Let's say you have a couple of chatzeros. How it's described always. That's a picture in the house. How a house opens up into a yard opens up into an alleyway. That's how they had it in the times of the Mishnah. They had a bunch of houses that opened up into a chatzer, a couple of chatzers that opened up into a mavui, and the mavui went to the street. So let's say you have cases, now they're giving examples, a chatzer of many people, which is surrounded on a bunch of sides, and a mavui she'enim afulash, an alleyway that's not open on two sides. So in those types of cases, those are examples of, it's not a rishus rabim daraisa. Right, because let's say we just said before, what's a rishus rabim daraisa? Only an alleyway that's open on both sides. You go straight through. But let's say it's closed on three sides. If you have closed on three sides, that's a karmelis. Or a yard, which a bunch of houses open into. You have a yard, that's not a rishus rabim daraisa. These are cases of karmelis. So that's why in all these cases of karmelis, they're not rishus rabim daraisa. Therefore, ervu, if you make an eruv, what does an eruv mean? It means that let's say all of the houses get together in the chatzer, or all the chatzers get together, that's called a sheet of mavos. Either Erev Chatzeros or a sheet of mavos. It depends what you're doing, it's the same kind of thing. But they get together and they say, let's take a challah and a piece of fish, whatever it is, and put it into one house, and say that we're all like kind of connected in the chatzer. We're all like, it becomes like a chatzer of a yachid. So when that's the way that an Erev works, besides like we have all the lechis and the koras and the strings and everything else, but you also have to have a somewhere in the neighborhood to unite everybody to have a challah. So if they did that mutarin, that is put to the carry in those cases, lo erev asurim. But if they wouldn't have made the erev asur, fine. So that's just a side detail in this brisa. We're really just going through the list of what's the halacha in these four cases, these four rishuyos. Next, adam omer al ha'iskopa. So now we're into the makom patur case. The iskopa is a threshold. So the brisa is assuming we're talking about a case where you have a threshold in between the outside and the inside, the threshold of your house, that is a makom patur. It's not big enough to be its own rishus, so it's a makom patur. So says the brisa, a person could stand on the threshold, no to me balabais benosin lo, he's allowed to transfer from inside to the threshold, and from the threshold to inside. No to me aniven osin lo, ubilvad shelo yitel me balabais benosin lo ani, me aniven osin lo balabais. Interesting, even though he's in a makom patur, says the brisa, you can't go from Rishus Rabim to Makom Tur and Makom Tur to Rishus Yachid, or vice versa. Okay, like a stoop. Somewhere, let's say, under the front door. Like under the front door, an iskopa, right? We had it on the top, from the Mishnah in Erevin. Let's say you're under the front door, so it's not in the house, and it's not in the street. So let's say, so we're talking about a case where it might not be by all thresholds, but the threshold that we're talking about here is a Makom Tur. It's a case that means it's not even a karmelis. It's not even a Rishus Rabbanan, it's a Makom Patur. It's like above 10 Tfachim in Rishus Rabbim, which is a Makom Patur. So you're allowed to go from that place to either side, or from either side to that place. But the Brisa says, you can't go from one side to the other side through this place. Why not? It's a Makom Patur. You go from here, so it's zero, and then you go from here to the next place. Interesting, Rashi here has two days. He doesn't say it's two days, but it sounds like two different lines. Rashi in the first and second wide line, first he says, it's a zilzal of Shabbos to have an object start off in a Rishus Arabim and end up in a Rishus Yachin. Even though you did it B'derech Heter, but it's still a zilzal to have the, even though you didn't do Hotzah, but it's a zilzal to have an object transferred. Interesting. And then he says, number two, it's a Gzeirah. Gzeirah, you might go straight without going through a Makom Patur. Okay, but the first one sounds like a Chiddush, that it's a zilzal Shabbos to cause a Hotzah, even though you didn't violate Hotzah. Okay. Brisa continues, v'natal v'nasan, but what if you did? What if you took from one rishus and went to the other one? Shlasan b'turin. So then everybody would be patur, because it is a makom patur, fundamentally. Acherim omrim, we're finishing up now the brisa. Iskopa mishameshes beis rishuyos. The iskopa, this threshold, really is not a makom patur, this opinion says. It takes the status of one of two rishuyos. If the door of the house is open, then we treat this threshold as inside the house, like Rishus Hayachin. Pesach Na'ul, if the door is closed, Kilachutz, then it has the status of outside, like Rishus Arabin. Vimhaisa Iskopa Kaboy Yudracha Vadalid, Hariza Rishus La'atzma, then it's its own Rishus. Okay, these last couple of lines, the Gemara later on, is going to talk about in detail. So we're not going to talk about so much of them now. That is the end of the Brisa. This Brisa of 20 lines of Dal Rishuyos L'Shabbos, very important Brisa. Now we're going to go through and discuss each of these Rishuyos. Why was it made to a Mishnah? It's a Tosefta. Why didn't Rabbi Yonasi see it fit? I'm not sure. Not sure, but it is from the Tanoim. It is from the Tanoim. Okay, Amar, three lines for the bottom. So now, first we're going to talk about Rishus HaYachid. Remember, how did we define Rishus HaYachid? 10 up, 10 Tvachim up, and 4 Tvachim wide. And the Gemara says, that's a Rishus HaYochid Gemura. So what is that last line emphasizing? Amar Zuhi Rishus HaYochid, Lemute Mai. So obviously trying to emphasize something else is not a Rishus HaYochid. This is a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, but not something else. So what is that coming to exclude? Lemute Ma, Lemute Had Reb Yehuda. To exclude a Shita of Reb Yehuda in Erevin. And later on in Shabbos as well, the Tanya, Yeser Al Kain, Amar Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, Mishi Shlo Beis Batim Mishnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. Ose lechi mikan v'lechi mikan akor mikan v'kor mikan v'nosi v'notin be'emsa. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that to make it not a Rosh Hashanah daraisa, and to make it a Rosh Hashanah yachid daraisa, all you need is two walls. Let's say you have own two houses on either side of a street. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that street can have as many people that go through it that you want. It can be as wide as you want. That is a Rosh Hashanah yachid midaraisa. You only need two walls. Therefore, because it's not a Rosh Hashanah daraisa, you can make an Erev. So how do you make an Erev? So the halacha is, besides the whole, if it's owned by a bunch of people, you have to have the bread thing. But besides that, we say you need either a lechi or a korah. What's a lechi and a korah? A lechi is a vertical post. A korah is a horizontal post at either side of the street. So let's say you have two sides of the street, you got the houses there, so those are the two walls. Midrabanan, we don't want you to, right, we want you to realize that maybe it's, right, Rashi explains here, right, that, you want to be makir that this is not your house, it's a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, but still, you want a type of hackers, therefore, on either side of the, right, the ones that are perpendicular to the houses, you put two vertical poles, or two horizontal poles going across, and that solves the problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. But again, the fundamental point is because he holds with two walls, it's already not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa, right? So we have the whole idea of the strings, you have the lechis all over the place, right? What, those are called lechis, but those are same idea. And the string is somewhat of a korah, or maybe it's even more than that. We'll get to it. But korah mikan v'korah mikan, no, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Amr lo lecham say to him, ein ma'ar b'Rosh Hashanah Rabim b'kach. No way. We say that's you can't make a be Ari versus Rab, and we say that is a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. Two walls doesn't make it a non Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. That's the Rabbi Yehuda that we're emphasizing to go against. When our Braisa says this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura, not what that Rabbi Yehuda says. So we're going against, we're excluding that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. V'amai karulei Gemura, what's the lashon of Gemura? This is the complete Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Mahu detema ki pligi Rabbanan alei Rabbi Yehuda delai Rosh Hashanah Yachid, hanimi l'taltel. Because I might have thought that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda. They say that's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Maybe they would only say it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim regarding to be metaltel, to take something in it. Of a lizrok modilei, but maybe they would admit that it's kind of like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It has two walls, so maybe if you throw something in there, you wouldn't be chayiv. Kamash v'lan, no. We paskin that two walls are nothing. Two walls are a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim d'oraisa. For throwing, for hotzah, no matter what, that's what we paskin, and that's what the words Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura are telling me. What do you mean Gemura? Tosfos here says that the lashon doesn't work out so much. It sounds like that this is Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura, so maybe this sub Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's Eino Gemura. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is right. So it's a little difficult in the words. Rashi here explains Gemura just means Nigmaru Minyan Mechitzos. Doesn't mean complete, but it means these is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid which has the finished number of Mechitzos that you need. Right? Tosfos says that Rashi helps out a little. It's an interesting lashon of the Tosfos. Tosfos in Va'amai, Rashi Yishva Bedochik. He tried a little bit. But that's what Rashi says, that Gemura is from the word Nigmaru. That the number of Mechitzos are finished, that two are not is not enough. Okay, but that is the Gemara. Very important principle here, though. The Pashtus of the Gemara sounds like, how many walls do you need to make it not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa? The Pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says, we reject Rabbi Yehuda, who says two. But then the Braisa says, this one, with Charetz Dalid, that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura. Yeah? You would say the Pashas is three? Because this is it, meaning, but the Braisa says the case of four. It says that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura. So that three isn't spoken about Beferish. Two we reject. Four we say, this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura. So it... Okay, I'm just saying this Gemara. The three is right for a sukkah. That's two and a little bit. But for the Pashas Gemara, the fact that we emphasize four, this is it. You could have meant it's open. It's not muchrach either way. So that is why there's a machlokas. There's a major machlokas we've shown him here, and it's quoted. It's very important again. Lamaisa, because what is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa? It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. in Simen Shin. Where is it? In Simen Shin. Shin Samach Gimel. Chelek Dalid of the Mishnah Brewer. It's all about in Yoni Hotzah. It's probably the least used Chelek. Chelek Hey in Yoni Pesach. Chelek Vav Modim. Chelek Gimel Shabbos. Chelek Beis Tfit. Brachas. Chelek Alf. Chelek Dalid. What's in Chelek Dalid? So maybe we picked it up because the end of it is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so maybe we picked it up a couple times. But the first 25 pages of Chelek Dalid is Hilchos Hotzah. So hopefully over the next couple of years, year or so, we'll be able to do some simanim from Minyani Hotzah. But the Shulchan Aruch there quotes the idea. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Makom sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos asru chacham l'taltebel ashiyasa shum tikkun b'revius." Right, if there's three mechitzos, also l'taltel until you make a fourth. What's going on here? So the Bir Halacha explains that this is a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam holds that to be a Rishus HaYachid, to Oraisa, you need four walls. According to the Rambam. It's very machmir. That's why according to the Rambam, it's almost impossible to, a lot of Sfarim don't hold many Erevin. But according to the Rambam, because he has other Chumras as well, but according to the Rambam, you need four mechitzas in order to be a Rishus HaYachid Midza Oraisa. At least not to be Rishus HaRabim. But according to Rov Rishonim, other Rishonim, no, three is enough. Three is enough. Like Moshe said, maybe the parallel of Sukkah, but the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha here explains, the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel, U'le'inyini mikrei Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah l'chayiv azorek mitoch Rishus HaRabim, yish plukta b'zeh b'nei Rishonim. L'das HaRabim perik yedal, d'lo mikrei Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah, elo ba'arba mechitzas. O al kalpani b'sholash mechitzas shleimash v'lechi b'kosel revi. Achin l'das rova poskim, Rashi Tosfos Ravid Rosh Rashba Ritva. So again, that's a very important machlokas halacha lemaisa in terms of building an eruv. Okay, so that is all related to the line in the brayso about rishus hayachid. That's laafuke, this shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Next, two dots. Amar mar. The next line of the brayso, zuhi rishus harabim. These are the examples of rishus harabim, right? The platia and the sratia and the mavos mefulashos. Those are Rishus HaRabim's. Lemute mai. So what is that line excluding? This is Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, what's not Rishus HaRabim? Lemute idas Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's getting the raw deal today. Is excluding another shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haisa derach Rishus HaRabim, mafsakta, nisakena letzadin, bacham Omer, enut tzarech. What is going on here? It's the second parak in Erevin is called Parak Osen Pasen. With Parak Osen Pasen is as follows. In the olden days, let's say we're going to be Ola Regal, we're traveling up to Yerushalayim, and we're thirsty, and we need some water. So there are the municipality of Yerushalayim, you know, they're very nice. They dig a lot of wells when they know in the months before Alila Regal, so people could have water to take water from on their way. They don't have to schlep all their water with them. The problem is, let's say, right, we travel, it takes a couple of weeks, so we're going to rest on a Shabbos next to a well. The problem is the well is very deep. Let's say it's a charitz, 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. I'm going to take the water out of that, which is a Rishus HaYachid. I'm going to take it out, and I'm sitting there in the desert. I'm sitting there in the street. Right? I'm going to be motzi. Taking the water from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Ayvei, so what am I going to do? I have to schlep all the water with me and keep it in my bag and where I set up camp? You know, we're not talking about setting up camps around the well. So the beginning of Parak Osen Pasen describes how the Chachamim allowed you to build symbolic types of mechitzos in order to create a mini Rishus around the well. So you'd be able to take the water out of the well up to above the well. And what they used to do, I tried to make sure that there was a picture in the art scroll. I looked, right, and if you look in the art scroll, what they have is that they have these four, at four corners, I don't, you don't have to have an art scroll to understand this, don't worry. At the four corners of the, let's say you go out a certain area, and at the four corners you build like these right angles of little pretend corners. You don't have the walls. The walls are missing. But you have these four diumdin, called like a du, it looks like du, diumdin, that's what it's called in the Mishnah, and you build them at the four corners. So it's as if there's a symbolic rishus inside. That's what the beginning of Osen Pasen is about. That's background. The question is, what if there's a street that goes through one of these, it goes through your symbolic rishus? Does that ruin it? Does a public thoroughfare ruin this, let's say the well happens to be right next to the street. What could you do? So you build it, but the street's, you know, where everybody goes, so does that ruin it? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Here we go. Now we can learn the Mishnah. Ditzvan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if a street, a public thoroughfare, goes through your created symbolic Rishus Yisalken of the Studdins and tough luck, it ruins it. As Rashi quotes this principle, Asu Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta. Right? The Rabban, the public thoroughfare, comes and ruins it. Too bad. You got to find another well. You got to do it, build it in a way that the street doesn't go in the middle. Why? And according to Yehuda, that's called the Rishus HaRabim, because the street goes through it. Come say, no, don't worry about it. That this kula of building, this symbolic rishus, applies even if a street goes through. So therefore, that's the case that we're excluding. This is rishus harabim, not like that Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that's a rishus harabim. No. We say that's good enough to be rishus yachad midaraisa, and you can take the water out from the well into that rishus. So that's the case that we're excluding. My karulu gemura, so what's the lashon gemura in that case? Before and we explained it, so we say, no, I did the Tana Resha Gemura, Tana Nami Sefer Gemura. You're right, the word Gemura by Rishus HaRabim is not really teaching me anything. It's just to be parallel to the line of Rishus HaYachad Gemura we said earlier. And therefore it parallels to the line of Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So Gemara asks, now, one second. B'lakshon Nami Midbar. The Braisa on Amud Aleph gave examples of Rishus HaRabim Doraisas. It said the Mavoi Mefulash, right, open on two sides. It says the Srati and the Patya, right, the public thoroughfare and the marketplace. Why did it also say Midbar, the desert? We have another Braisa that lists examples and mentions the desert. So Hatanya, Ezehi Rishus HaRabim, what's Rishus HaRabim? Srati, Platya, Gedolim, Mavos, Mefulashin. Those three we have. Umidbar, Bahamidbar. So we have a fourth example. So why did the first Braisa leave out Midbar? And this Braisa puts in Midbar. So Amar Abaya lo kasha. No, I'll tell you the chiluk. Kan bizman she Yisrael shriyin ba midbar. Kan bizman azeh. It depends if there's a nation of 600,000 men walking through the desert. If there's a large group of people walking through the desert, so then that's a rishus harabim d'oraisa. That's this brisa. But the other brisa, no, but aleph. That's bizman azeh. When you don't have a whole nation of Klal Yisrael walking through the desert, therefore that is not called a rishus harabim d'oraisa if it doesn't have all those people walking through it. So many mepharshim say, "My dehava havi," as the Gemara says, who cares what happened bizman b'nei Yisrael were there? Right? The Gemara in Bava Kama tells us, what's the halacha of an ox that went up on Har Sinai? Does he have to be judged with 3 or 23? The Gemara says, "My dehava havi." What's the difference? Okay, Talmud Torah. But even Talmud Torah, it has some connection to reality, you know, to the present reality. Ashorba b'Har Sinai. So my dehava havi. So the Pashut answer is, but many of the Pashut say is that no, the principle applies bizman hazeh. If you'd have so many people in the desert, that principle would apply even bizman hazeh. And that's why Tosfos here says, important Tosfos, kan bizman shiyisrael shiruyah b'midbar, on the right side Tosfos says, mash maksas de'ena rishus harabim ela im kein mitsuyin sram shishim ribo kamo b'midbar. It's mashma from here, that, no, not Yisrael. And I saw the Minchas Elazar has a tshuva that says, you don't even need from Jews. People. Talking about people. We're trying to define a rishus. It doesn't have to be Jews. It's mashma from here. Mashma Ksas Tosfos says that in order to be a rishus harabim, you need to have 600,000 people. Even though in the Bnei Yisrael had more, yes, they asked that, there were 600,000 men. So we say that seems to be the minion that will focus the gum. 600,000. So is this muskam? So this is quoted. This is another very important halakha ma'isa point. Let's say you have, you have a road. Does it go by people who live in a certain place that could travel on a road? Does it go by actual traveling, you know, the whole Ocean Parkway business, the whole Peninsula Boulevard? I mean, 600,000 people in a certain area, living in a certain area. So what do you do? This is a big kula if you say that you need 600,000. Big kula. So do we paskin like this way? So again, this is a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim do not accept this kula, even though Tosfos seems to accept it. If you look at the Simon Shin Mem Hei, also in Chelek Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, Shekol She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom, that's the way he formulates it. Anytime you don't have 600,000 people going through it daily, Ein Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you'd be able to build an Eruv in that place. The Mishnah Berurah here explains, Va'av Shahayasham Od Eruv Rav V'Nashim V'Taf, Lo Chashvinan Al Hamashin Nimsa V'Kasa B'Feirish. You only go by that. Olinian Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is a Derech HaLimud point, that the fact that he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim sounds like he doesn't hold that way, but he says, we don't have Koach to be Mocha B'Yad HaMakilim. The people who rely on this Heter, then they can, but he says Bal Nefesh Yachmer La'atzmo, etc. Then he has a big Bir Halacha here where he quotes that most Rishonim reject this. Most Rishonim do not say that this is a factor. There's a Rashi and Erevin that holds like this, but most Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, all say that just because a city does not have 600,000 people that travel it daily, that does not make it automatically not a Rishus HaRabim.
What about the fact that a car might be Rishus HaYachid? Right? It's got, it's enclosed on four sides.
Right, but that's a card. We're not talking about here the cards. We're talking about the fact that so many people travel a certain area, whether on foot or by car. Because people travel that area, it has the status of a public thoroughfare, or Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't matter if they happen to be traveling it in a Rishus HaYach, and move. But that doesn't matter. Yeah.
The fact that they're able, or they do make an error in on the Upper West Side,
So again, I'm not getting into Lamaisa. I know that Erev was redone very recently under under very serious poskim. And then, there's a lot, definitely Yishbi Amalismoch for that new Erev. They redid it a couple of years ago. Rav Shachter was involved and others were involved. And that's, there to have Machshirim of Erev in, it's one of the areas in Halacha. Rav Shachter has said this. There only aren't so many people that could, that are Bekian in Hilchas Erev. There aren't so many. There are a lot of people who are Bekian in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Kashrus. Hilchas Erev is a whole world of Halacha, which most of us, we've heard words, Tzuras HaPesach, Lechi, Korah, but Lamaisa, it's a whole area of Halacha, which even if you learn Maseches Erevin, you gotta learn Maseches Erevin, You can't just, as Rav Fran said at the Siyum HaShas, you could visit a country, and then you could see all the sites in the country. You have to see all the sites, you can't just visit. So you gotta know. But again, if there are serious poskim involved in making an Erev, so then they have to, we're gonna get to some of the principles along the way. Let me just finish for another few minutes. Amar Mar. So now we're talking about the next line of the Braisa. Next line of the Braisa said, Im hotzi vehechnis b'shogeg chayiv chatas. The Braisa said, if you go from one rishis to another, by accident you're chayiv a carbon chatas. B'mezit anush kareis v'niskal b'shogeg chayiv chatas. I'm sorry. B'mezit anush kareis v'niskal. B'mezit, so then you get kareis if you did it without witnesses. Skil if you did it with witnesses. B'shogeg chayiv chatas pshita. B'shogeg you're chayiv chatas, so that's, what, that's Pasha. We know that halacha. What are the Raisa teaching me? So, but Mezid, Arash Kares, Veniskal, Shrichale. No, the Chiddush is the Mezid. Those are the punishments. So, what's that? Hanami Pshita. We know that. We have Makoros, so that's the punishment for Shabbos. So, no, Hakamashalan Kidderav. No, the Chiddush is to tell us something related to Rav. Da'ama Rav, Matsasi, B'Megillah Starim, Bei Rebbe Chia, I found in a hidden Megillah. By the house of Rabbi Chiya. What's the hidden Megillah? So Rashi here says, in the time before the Torah was allowed to be written down, so whenever they used to think of a Chiddush, or hear something that they wanted to remember, so they used to write it down and hide it. Right before they had the Mishnah, before they had everything that was written down. So Rashi here says, explains, they don't want to forget it. The Maariv Chayis also, if you want to look, expands on this Rashi. He says that in the, this is a Maariv Chayis type of idea, if you're familiar with the Maariv Chayis' writings, but he says in the times before the Torah was allowed to be written down, there was an Isser, they used to write things, little notes. Private notes, not meant to be published, not meant to be Darshan Barabim. So that's what it means. That's a Megillah Star in Beirav. So he found in a Megillah there, Vakasavan, it was written in there, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Ovos Malachas, Mem Chasar Achas. Isi ben Yehuda said, there are 39 Malachas. Ve'eno Chayav Malachas, and you're only Chayav one. Only Chayav one. Aini. So what does that mean? We learned to the Mishnah later on. We learned later on there are 39 malachas. And the Gemara later on in the 7th parak asks, why does the Mishnah have to tell us there are 39 malachas? Count them up. We know how many there are. You don't have to tell me 39. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained that to mean, if you do all 39 malachas in one helam, which means you know it's Shabbos, but you don't realize that these malachas are asar on Shabbos. So it's 39 mistakes. If you do that, you're chayav on each one. So what does Isi mean? That all of these malachas, you only chayiv one. Ela eino ema eino chayiv ala achas mehen. No, what he means is that you're only chayiv eino chayiv al achas mehen. There is one of them that you're not chayiv for. That's what Isi meant in this hidden Megillah. There's one malacha out there that you're not going to be chayiv chata skil or kares for. So our Bryce is teaching me v'akamashvan ha mehanach lo mesafkan. So you know what our Bryce is teaching me? Hotza is not that one. I don't know what that one is, but Hotzah is not that one. That's what it's telling me. The Chiddush is Hotzah, B'shogeg Yechayev Achatas, B'mezid Yechayev Kares, and or Skila. So that's what the Braisa is teaching me. That Ha-me'alach Delo Mesafkan. That Hotzah is not one of them. So one asks, which is it? So we have a principle in a couple of other places. Maybe Havara is Lalav Yatsas. Maybe Havara is Machlokas, Lalav Yatsas, Lachalak Yatsas. That, maybe that's the one. But the Gemara doesn't say it here. So Lamaisa, we don't know. So I saw the quote of the Sefer HaKovitz is one of the in the back of the Rambam, back of the Frankel Rambams. The Sefer HaKovitz is quoted as asking, "How could we ever be mechayev somebody bizman hazeh? On Chilul Shabbos? Maybe this is the one, right?" He says, and it's called Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik is, we had it in a Tosfos a couple of daf ago, that if you give Hasra and the halach is if the person acts after your hasra, after your warning, and he still might not have done the avera, so that's called hasra suffik and it's lav shema hasra. It's a doubtful suffik. Let's say there's somebody who's a suffik whether this is this guy's father or not. It's a suffik. We don't know if this is the he's born after 7 months, his mother got divorced, whatever it is. It's a suffik whether this is his father. And you warn him and say, if you hit this guy, you're chayiv misa. And he hits his father. So he's not chayiv misa. It's hasra suffik. Maybe it's not his father. That's hasra suffik. So here too, he has to save our kovitz. This could be the one that you're not chayiv misa for. Right? There's one. How do you know? So he said, it must be, you go by the rov. I mean, it's a good kasha, but he says, or, halacha is karov, that, kibbutz rov halacha is hema ba'onish misa, shomo nechshav hasra safek. He says, even if you want to say that one is kavua, he gets it to kavua, and mechsa al mechsa, not for now. He says, you go after the rov, and that's how you can put on it. But there is one out there, says he's even Yehuda, that you're not going to be chayiv misa for. Okay, so that is the discussion of Rishus Rav, Rishus Yachid. Just remember the principles that we had today. We had whether 600,000 is an issue. We had how many good asik bechitzta, good achitz bechitzta. We had how many walls do you need, Rishus Rav and Daraisa, Rambam versus all the other Rishonim, and other issues as well. We had Malkam Tur, the Dalad Rishu Yosef Shabbos. Okay, that's what we'll pick up. Again, today's shiur was Lechanishma Sima Bas Avram Svi.
You can keep this, I
want to
write it down.
Amen.